In recent weeks, two top executives have lost their jobs at the state-run Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse over charges that they took unauthorized outside payments. Much of the money in question comes from a contracting company the hospital itself created. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports on the questions surrounding leadership at Syracuse's largest employer.
In early November, Dr. David Smith resigned as president of the State University's Upstate Medical University and Hospital. Days before, the Times Union in Albany had reported Smith was close to leaving Syracuse's biggest hospital to become president of Penn State University. Instead, he's found himself the subject of several investigations. A letter to Smith from SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher alleges that from 2012 and into this year, he's taken unauthorized compensation worth nearly $350,000 from two hospital contractors, MedBest and Pediatric Service Group. MedBest was created in 1996 by the doctors group at Upstate Hospital to handle billing services. According to its original registration with the state, Dr. David Duggan, now the dean of the medical school, was one of the three officers that created the company. It's since grown to provide staffing throughout many hospital departments. MedBest currently has a $22 million contract to implement an electronic medical record system and provide staff. Shortly after Smith stepped down, the state comptroller's office announced it will audit the MedBest contract to determine if it was fairly awarded. A former doctor at Upstate says the original contract with MedBest was forced through. MedBest management referred questions to the hospital. Upstate declined multiple requests for an interview. The hospital's use of MedBest has the unions within the hospital upset. Paula Bartley, a representative of the nurses' union, says the hospital is using MedBest to circumvent organized workers.
Rumors were around. I mean, as the unions ourselves, between CSEA, PEF, and stuff, we knew there was always some kind of intricate and intertwined between the MedBest and the hospital.
Bartley and others say morale inside the hospital and its reputation have both been damaged. State ethics laws require high-level state employees to report all outside pay and affiliations. While Smith got in trouble for not reporting outside earnings, his 2011 financial statement does list ties to MedBest. That year, Smith reported he was on its board. He also listed a deferred compensation account from MedBest. He did not give a dollar amount. Deferred compensation accounts are a type of retirement fund. SUNY Chancellor Zimpher, in her November letter, ordered Smith to relinquish claim to that fund.
That's conflict of interest that would be visible from outer space. It's so dramatic.
Dr. James Holsapple left Upstate in early 2009 for Boston University. He had been with the medical school and hospital since the 1980s. He's suing Upstate for constructive termination, meaning he's arguing the hospital made it impossible for him to work there any longer. Holsapple and another former doctor talk of a culture where dissent against senior management, no matter the form, wasn't tolerated. Holsapple says he's not surprised that culture would result in alleged misconduct.
If we find out that these things are, in fact, real and significant, and these things really took place, and that a power was potentially abused to enrich individuals, that's going to have a deep, penetrating, and lasting effect.
Through his attorney, Smith declined to be interviewed. Upstate's number two executive, Stephen Brady, spent four decades there and was the senior vice president for finance. He followed Smith into retirement a week later. On his last financial statement submitted to the state, he said he was both a board member and the executive director of MedBest. He received upwards of $75,000 as executive director. He also reported having a six-figure compensation account. Attempts to contact Brady over the past few weeks were unsuccessful. Wanda Thompson, who Smith brought to Upstate, is head of operations. She posted on her latest financial disclosure that she earned more than $50,000 from MedBest. She's still employed by the hospital and declined an interview. Along with investigations by SUNY and the comptroller, multiple sources have confirmed that the FBI is investigating Upstate. Kathy Yeldon, the union representative for CSEA employees at the hospital, says the state inspector general's office is also soliciting documents. In her union role, Yeldon had been looking into the hospital's contract with the nonprofit MedBest.
They're compensating university hospitals' top executives to be able to have that company here.
SUNY spokesman David Doyle would not discuss the investigation.
I wouldn't dare put a time frame on it beyond saying that it's ongoing and it will take as long as it needs to take to be thorough and proper and to get all the facts and all the information necessary.
Upstate doesn't have its own oversight board. Instead, the same SUNY Board of Trustees that looks over all 64 schools keeps an eye on Upstate. The board's most recent meeting included a lengthy discussion about implementing independent boards for SUNY's three hospitals. Dr. John McCabe, Upstate Hospital's chief executive, told the board at the meeting that, especially during changing times down the road, external monitoring may be helpful.
We believe that in Syracuse, some additional board structure similar to what we see in other hospital entities might be useful for us, help us engage the outside community better.
As CEO, McCabe signed off on the $22 million contract with MedBest. Dr. Holsapple says the lack of close oversight, either from SUNY or a local board, created an opportunity for misbehavior.
In the climate where those things were not recognized as severe, you know, loud signals that the stewardship was highly errant and maybe should have been replaced, that those in charge might feel comfortable exploring ways to enrich themselves in ways that, you know, others might feel was not appropriate.
Dr. Gregory Eastwood was installed to oversee Upstate on an interim basis. Eastwood was president from 1993 until Smith replaced him. He sent a letter to MedBest on behalf of SUNY telling the contractor to stop paying into compensation accounts of past and current Upstate employees. He held a forum with Upstate employees when he first returned. Kathy Yeldon of the CSEA asked him about the hospital's future with MedBest. She says he responded that the relationship would, quote, continue to operate as usual. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.